Good day. This is the Farm Market News broadcast number 443 for Wednesday, June the 29th. I'm Dave Sims. Canola contracts on the ICE Futures Canada platform were higher Wednesday morning in the wake of Statistics Canada's acreage estimates. Canola was anywhere from 40 cents to $9.60 higher, with the most active November contract checking in at $488.90 a ton. That's up $3.30. StatsCan pegged Canada's canola crop at 20.02 million acres, which is similar to last year's level. That prediction was viewed as neutral, however, with many analysts believing a higher number was going to be called. So canola is looking relatively cheap compared to other vegetable oils. Traders are still positioning themselves ahead of Canada Day and the July 4th holiday in the U.S. The July contract was up $9.60 as traders exited that month in favor of the more deferred contracts. On the other side of the coin, losses in the U.S. soy complex dragged on values. Malaysian palm oil fell to its lowest level in nearly 7 months due to poor fundamentals. European rapeseed futures were also weakening. The Canadian dollar was higher relative to its U.S. counterpart, which made canola a little less desirable on the international market. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded and unchanged. Down in the U.S., corn was 2 to 3 cents lower. The December contract was at $3.91 a bushel. Speculators are reluctant to buy ahead of tomorrow's USDA report. U.S. crop conditions remain favorable, and that was bearish. Japan is on pace to export the smallest amount of corn since 1999. Competition from the Black Sea region continues to cut into U.S. exports. Soybeans were 4 to 5 cents weaker. Commercials have moved to the sidelines ahead of tomorrow's USDA report. Still on the soybean market, the most active November contract was at $11.20 a bushel. Speculators are quiet. Weather patterns are improving in the U.S. main growing belt, and that was bearish for soybeans. Fluctuations in the U.S. dollar are a bit disruptive for market prices. Wheat was 3 to 5 cents lower, with the November contract checking in at $4.52 a bushel. Futures are still near the bottom of their recent range, although some technicals are popping up that could point the way higher. Rallies are bound to be limited, though, with the USDA report expected to show bearish wheat numbers. The country of Jordan bought 100,000 tons of optional hard milling wheat from the U.S. So that's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Wednesday, June 29th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.